Welcome to the Listening Post. I'm your host, Thomas Walsh.
Auction. An auction occurs when more than one person desires an object, creating an opportunity for competition and therefore profit.
A group of artists and activists are using a blighted property in the Treme neighborhood as a stage for street theater.
Auction.
A system where potential buyers place competitive bids on assets and services.
These performers are parts of Blights Out, a New Orleans collective that focuses on keeping traditionally black neighborhoods, like Treme, affordable for long-term residents and businesses. There's been studies conducted that show New Orleans has more self-employed African Americans than most American cities, roughly 17-18%. Imani Brown helps run Blights Out and wants these historically black communities to be there to support businesses.
Our idea is that by being very direct about where we stand, we can create a space that is actually a thorn in the side of this type of predatory development that we see.
Steps away from the Blights Out performance sits a now vacant bar. A month ago, Poopadoo Bar, a neighborhood music venue, lost its lease. Now it was 3 months behind on rent, according to the property owner. For some, the failure of the bar signifies another sweeping wave of change for the neighborhood.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, we're being displaced. Our culture is being commodified, and we really are, you know, in a death battle against this privatization.
Citizenship. Ricardo Thomas works as a financial advisor to many local small businesses. He says his clients are what keeps New Orleans communities sustainable.
We're not a city that has a lot of Fortune 500 companies. I think we only have one left now, and I believe that's Entergy. That makes a valid or viable argument of why we should support small business, because it is truly small business that employs more people than, you know, any other type of business.
Thomas points out that small businesses often employ friends and family, so if
a certain community doesn't have a lot of businesses or sustainable businesses, then who's going to employ the folks in that community?
Thomas says a lot of things either make or break a business. Access to information and technology are always important. Investing capital into a business, and subsequently back into a neighborhood, is another. Whether or not that happens can change an entire community. As usual, we have a lot of questions here at the Listening Post, but we're sticking to two this month to get at this topic of sustainability about black businesses in New Orleans. And we ask folks what black-owned businesses around town they frequent and how black-owned businesses can stick around in changing neighborhoods like Treme. Community producer Claudia Lopez brings you the results.
Hey, Listening Posters, Claudia Lopez here. Unfortunately, Thomas couldn't join us this month, but I have the lovely Janae Pierre. Hey, Janae, how are you?
I'm good.
So, Janae, I know you're a New Orleans native.
Yes.
What were some of your favorite places growing up here?
Well, honestly, some of these places are still my favorite places, like Lil Dizzy's Restaurant and Cafe. You have Neo's. Then Jean's Po' Boy is one of my favorites as well. Unfortunately, since we're talking about businesses that have been displaced, one of my favorite barbecue spots, Barbecue Kings, shout out to Chef O, but Barbecue Kings was one of my favorite Gentilly spots, so I miss that. What response have you guys received from the community?
So a lot of community members were talking about the logistics of keeping a business together, you know, making sure that you're paying your taxes, making sure that the legality situations are all together. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was important. A lot of people wanted to make sure that we stood up for what we own. So if your family had started out owning something, mm-hmm. you should definitely continue to keep that in your tradition.
Absolutely.
But I don't want to give it all away. So I'm going to go straight to the tape that we got and let you guys hear it for yourself.
First of all, they need to take care of their business, their taxes, their buildings, and own them, not sell them, and give up your heritage. That's what's happening for the green dollar, for a little bit of nothing, and they are making a killing off of what you've given them. Stop it. I want to get that off my chest because I've had people approaching me on my property, you know, and it's not for sale.
It's only going to change your allowance. They allow me. The Sixth Ward is allowing it. The Caledonia that had three owners, and I know all of them, and now it's boarded up. That doesn't make sense.
The key is stay on top of your finances, have them lined up if you need help. Obviously, there are government programs that can actually help you stay where you are.
You have to teach the black youth how to save money, where to put your money to, what to buy, how to spend it. And I think that will contribute to keeping black people in black communities.
Wow, that was some great feedback.
Yeah, that's the best part of the show. We really get to connect with community members and hear what they have to say. This is a historic city, you know. We don't want to kick out the people who have been here for so long, who have helped us make this city what it is, who have helped build this culture to what it is. That's all we have for this month. Janae and I really rocked the house on this one. How are you feeling, Janae?
I feel great, Claudia. Thanks for having me.
There are so many ways that you can interact with this project. You can find us at the Mid-City Library or the Alvar Library. And if you don't feel like getting up out of your house, you can give us a text or a call at the phone number 504-303-4348.
A quick shout out to one of our survey participants, Haley Burns, who helped connect me with a visual artist and business owner in the 7th Ward.
So I'm Journey Allen. We're traveling up North Broad Street, about to take a right onto Bayou Road.
All right. Bayou Road is the site of many African-American businesses. The Community Bookstore, the Cocoa Hut, King and Queen Emporium, and even Journey's studio and gallery are some of the many that define this corridor. Journey herself even grew up on this block.
See that pink building?
Yep.
Upstairs. My mom, dad, brother, and I lived up there in the top apartment. And being here allows me to keep a familiar face here, because I feel like a lot of things are changing, and it's changing without people who are indigenous to the city.
Journey invested every penny she had in her new gallery. She's still taking the bus to work. She's had help from businesses like Fund 17, who have helped her shape her business plan and connected her with events like the New Orleans Entrepreneur Week. She's even now trying to work out her marketing plans.
You just gotta hit the pavement. You gotta push forward, you know? It's not like it's easy for me, but I know I have a vision and a goal, and I have to figure out those avenues that I must take to build it. And that's just what I plan on doing. The more I learn, the more I build, the better my business becomes, and the greater the chances of me continuing to exist.
And while there are forces at work outside Journey's control, all businesses have to deal with this in some way, shape, or form. A couple of key connections, an insider tip, and a relentless work ethic can be the deciding factor in any business, black or white. That's it for this episode of The Listening Post. Thanks for tuning in, New Orleans. And remember, our microphone is your microphone. We'll see you next time.